morning, ladies and gents. It's your girl, Clarina Hoskins, also known as Claire J. And welcome to the morning inspiration piece of Chilling with Claire. I hope you all had a wonderful night's rest. And I pray your morning is off to a great start. So just wanted to talk to you all briefly on the subject. And basically, let me just give it to you as a statement. Get your mind right. And I'll say that again, get your mind right. And so, anxiety and depression is such a real thing. It's a very real thing, and it's something that can really take over your life if you allow it to. It's something that can just make every day unpleasant. It can make you not want to get up out of the bed. It can make you not want to spend time with the people you care about. It can make you not want to do the things you once loved and enjoyed. It can make you not even want to live anymore, sadly enough. And of course, depression and anxiety, it sets in when life happens, in a sense, when there's like a lot of disappointments or there has been some sort of trauma, whether it's been physical or emotional. You know, your different experiences shape who you are at the present moment. And those who have been through dire circumstances, whether it may not seem like a big deal to you, but it may be a big thing to them. So just because you've dealt with something worse in your eyes compared to the other person that may be dealing with anxiety or depression, it doesn't mean that it's not stressful on them. Just because they went through something that you probably could have went through and passed with flying colors, it doesn't necessarily mean that they were fully equipped to handle whatever situation they went through. So when talking to people, especially those dealing with anxiety or depression, be mindful of that. And sometimes a simple snap out of it, or it's not that bad, is not enough to calm somebody down. It's not enough to give them that hope they once had. Sometimes they need a little extra, whether it's a little extra love, a little extra attention, just extra support. And only they can really say what that type of support will look like. Some people just want a listening ear. Sometimes people just want somebody to hear them out. People want to be heard. People want to be heard. And sometimes they don't necessarily want your opinion. And then sometimes they just don't want to open up to you or the people they know. Because naturally, we as people, especially, you know, if it's somebody we care about, somebody we genuinely love, naturally, we may want to give our opinion or say, this is what you ought to do, this is what you shouldn't do, you know, because we're operating in what we feel is in the best interest of that person we're trying to help. You know, you have good intentions and everything, but sometimes our advice might not be the best advice, you know, or it just may not be enough to get them over that hump, to get them over that dry spell, to get them over that sad point in time. So don't take it personal, but what you can do is refer some resources, whether it be counseling, a hotline for them to call, or books, or videos, or scriptures, you know, things along that line. Or you can just simply say, hey, let's go out and get a cup of coffee, or let's go out and do something, you know, get them out the house, or take them out to try to do some of the things they once enjoyed. To, you know, just little things to show that you care. You know, not saying that you have to go and get a full out intervention thing going. Some people it takes that. Let me be clear. Some people it may take that depending on the severity. But before you go forward, definitely pray about it. But it's no harm in getting resources to people. You know, send it to them in a text message, send them to them in an email, you know. Just refer some things, because people out there need help. Life gets real. It gets real sometimes. And sometimes you're blindsided. You're not expecting certain things to happen. And when they do, it just rocks your world. You know? And every day is not going to be sunshine. Every day is not going to be Sunday. Every day is not going to be the absolute best day of your life. Even though you live to see another day, some days it just feels so rough to where you wonder why you're still even alive. And I'm just speaking from experience, because depression and anxiety has hit me once before, and it does get real. It does get real. But when you have a good support system, when you have family and friends who love and care for you, people who will pray for you, encourage you, and just be that listening ear when you need it, or will send you something small to make you laugh, or something to make you think, or, you know, want to play a game or something like that, that makes a big difference. It makes a big difference. So I want to encourage you all, if you're experiencing anxiety or depression, you know, get some help the best way you know how. Don't turn into anything that could make your situation worse, like drugs or alcohol or anything like that. Those are temporary fixes. What you need is something a little long term. So find a counselor that you can speak with, find a hotline. There's so many different resources that you can find online. You may be able to even find some free resources, or find some apps or whatever that'll help you with meditation and anxiety attacks. Get over those and just go for it. But definitely, you got to get your mind right. You got to focus on the good things that is going on in your life. Even though it may not seem like much to you, there's something to be thankful for. Something small. Whether it's just the ability to open your eyes and close your eyes, or the ability to talk, to the ability to have something to eat, to be able to hear, to have the activity and usage of your limbs. Even if they may be in pain, it's just the fact that you even still have your limbs. The fact that you still have your life. So be thankful for the things that we sometimes take for granted, and try to count your blessings. Even if life may be hard right now, count your blessings and realize you have so much to look forward to and so much to live for, and realize that you can only go up from here. All right, you all. I hope you all have a wonderful day. Definitely share it with a friend. Look me up online and let's chat on social media. Clarina Hoskins on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter at Rena Jean. That's R-E-E-N-A underscore Jean. And definitely remember, these episodes are brought to you by your favorite spa products, Claire J Bath and Body Products. So you can find those on Etsy. And that is www.etsy.com/shop/Claire J Bath and Body. And definitely look up teespring.com/store/faith-walk for your favorite Christian apparel, Faith Walk apparel. And if you're in the Macon, Middle Georgia area and you're looking to purchase or sell some property, reach out to me. I'm a licensed real estate agent with Gateway Realty Professionals. Our office number is 478-200-7550, or you can contact me directly at 478-464-6084. I love you all. Have a wonderful day and be great. Hey, you all, if you're in the Macon, Middle Georgia area, here is your weather for today. All right, so it's going to rain. It's going to rain. It's been raining. It has eased up for now, but it looks like there will be more rain throughout the day. The high, from what I saw earlier, is going to be 68 degrees. So you may be a little warm and you may be a little wet, but be prepared for either. Have your rain boots, have your umbrella, have your hoodies, have your hats, and have a light jacket. But if you get hot really quick, have your little fan. All right, you all, be safe out there, and definitely have an awesome day and be great.